Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome to this training call Tuesday night, June 7th. Actually, I'm June 8th already. I'm Wednesday here in London, England. My name's David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purium. I'm so glad you're listening in. My goodness, we have people calling in from all over. I heard people calling in from Florida and New York and California and New Jersey and Montana and Arizona and Wisconsin and Texas and New Mexico and Connecticut and Hawaii and Nebraska and Maryland and Colorado and Oregon and Iowa and Pennsylvania and Tennessee and Nevada and Washington, D.C. and Utah and Idaho, New York, Kansas, Canada, New Zealand. Lots of fun to be on these Tuesday night calls, and glad that you're listening in. Tonight's going to be a special call. I got five-star crown David Sculpetti standing by. He's going to do a fantastic training on the DNA of being a networker. But before we do that, I've got a couple of announcements that I wanted to share. For those of you who don't know, we've extended our Triple R promotion. That stands for recruit, retain, and rank. And especially the rank advancement side is really important. So if you rank advance to the level of executive or higher here in the month of June or July, you'll get a free convention ticket. The only thing you got to do is make sure you buy your convention ticket by June 15th. So that deadline is coming up here pretty quickly, so I hope that you get your convention tickets. I hope that you continue to advance your business and you can come to convention for free. And I know Dave's going to be touching a little bit on convention. Speaking of conventions, we had our big event in Rosenheim, Germany here this past weekend. David Sandoval was sensational, launching the new kids product. We're really close to introducing a new website and a new compensation plan for Europe. Had nearly 200 people there on Saturday, about 100 there on Sunday, and lots of fun, great people, lots of new energy, lots of young people, especially people from Germany and Austria and Italy and all around Europe. And then Dave and I are going to be in Cardiff, Wales. That's why I'm in England right now. We're going to be going over to the UK kickoff event in Cardiff. It's going to be a lot of fun. So I'm telling you what, we are going to have an international business starting in 2017. If not sooner. So if you know anybody in the UK, in England or Scotland or Wales, just send them our way. We would love to see them. And I know there's other events going on. Amy Venter's doing a healthy happy hour in Santa Barbara on June 16th, which is great. I know there's a Diamond Boot Camp coming up in Hawaii. So just keep looking at your emails. Keep checking in on our Facebook page. Have texted the word Team Sandoval to 55678 if you live in the U.S. That's TEAMSANDOVAL, Team Sandoval. That keeps you up to date with all of the information through our text messaging platform. So, again, that number is 55678 in the U.S. If you're in Canada, it's 70734. So make sure you stay on top of things, and we're going to do a better job of communicating ourselves here. We've added a couple new staff members in our sales and marketing department, so we're planning on having a rockin' convention, and coming out of convention, want to make sure that we're doing the best we can to tell people what's going on. So as far as what's going on, I got a few things to announce here. I'm going to start with actually the points leaders for our Triple R promotion connected to convention. Now, the top 10 points winners who are at convention are going to win free hotel rooms, free tickets, cash prizes, and the number one person, the number one points leader, wins a big cash prize. So make sure you're checking your Triple R promotion. And I'm going to announce here that we've got 18 people that have 3 points. So we got lots of people in the running for top point getter. And we got 3 people who are really standing out that already have 5 points and are well on their way to free convention tickets, free hotel rooms, and big cash prizes. And that's Buttercup Meyer, Samantha Olson, and Kathy Shuey. So they're the people to beat. We still got June and July, so make sure that you're adding up points. And points are based on rank advancements. So take a look at the promotion and make sure that you're moving up in rank. Another great way to get free convention tickets is to be on these calls every Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night. All you need to do is have your convention ticket, have enrolled a new PLC member last week, and if you're on the line and hear your name called, then you could win a free convention ticket. I'm going to give away a convention ticket right now. So I'm going to put this into Q&A mode. If you hear your name called, All you need to do is hit star six and you're a winner. So I'm going to go ahead and announce that winner right now. And the winner is from Wisconsin. She's a blue diamond, and her name is Cara Randall. Cara, are you on the line? Star
yes,
six, if
I'm
you are.
Yes, I'm here, David.
Hey, I thought I heard you announce yourself. That's fantastic. Glad to hear you on the line, and congratulations, free convention ticket. Thanks for making the commitment to go to convention. And who was the PLC member that you enrolled last week? Tell us a little bit about that person.
Well, she's one of my clients, and very committed to her health and well-being. And I had a conversation with her when she first started seeing me, and she wasn't ready yet. And she walked in my office and said, "I want to do this." And so it was really about just giving her, you know, as a healthcare practitioner, I just, you know, make my recommendations, and when people are ready, they're ready, and it was really great. She just stepped right into it and knew what she wanted to do, and Mary Kay was awesome on the three-way call with her and just, you know, allowing her to make her choices, and yeah, I'm very, very excited for her. She's going to start with the core three and then move into the cleanse and bring her husband on board in August.
Wow, fantastic. Well, it sounds like you got a full game plan, and I love that you say that, you know, you just keep on offering that to people, let them step into it when they feel like they're ready. And I'm glad you're using your upline. Mary Kay is fantastic, and we've got lots of fantastic upline leaders who are standing by ready to take those three-way phone calls and help people to get enrolled in the business. So even as a blue diamond, I'm glad that you're following the process and using your upline to help you be more successful. So congratulations, Cara, and we'll see you in Orlando.
All right, thank you, and thanks to Mary Kay too.
Yeah, awesome. Well, last thing I want to announce here before I turn the call over to David Scoltetti is we, as part of the Triple R promotion, one of the R's is recruiting, and we have $1,000 on the line for our top recruiter of PLC members for the month of May, and $500 on the line for our number two recruiter for the month of May. And we put that money on the table again in June and July. So there's $1,500 in June, $1,500 in July. I'm really proud to announce that the winner of second place here this month, he was first place winner last month, is Antoine Chevalier from Washington, D.C. Congratulations, Antoine. Fantastic results again, 2 months in a row, enrolling well over 20 people with PLC memberships for your second month in a row. That's awesome. And our winner, the top recruiter for the month of May, her distributorship says she's from Idaho. I believe she's living in Florida now, and her name is Jenny Carr. And if Jenny, if you're on the line, I would love to hear from you. Just hit star six, and congratulations, you just won $1,000, Jenny.
Hello?
Jenny Carr, are you on the line? Hey, Jenny, how are you?
I'm here! Yay!
Hey.
Thank you!
Hey, well, my goodness, you enrolled a bunch of people last month, about 30 or so, and tell us what you're doing to be in front of that many people, and give us one or two of your top hints as far as how to be successful as a promoter of Purion products.
Oh, thank you so much. I absolutely sorry, I have kids. This is what you're going to do, a mompreneur.
That's okay.
Right?
That's right.
Yeah, my absolute top hint is the main reason I love Purion is that it really just comes from the heart. You guys are so in integrity, so in alignment. I've never found a company like this before, and it's really easy to share when you're working with a company and product like that. You just share your story and nothing needs to be salesy or pushy. It's just like the person who had just won the ticket a moment ago said, just hold space for people, share your story, and let them join in and then support them along the way. So that's been kind of my journey, and I've been doing group cleanses in May. Springtime's a great time for group cleanses, and that was a really successful effort with my entire team, Dr. Damian McGrady and Sandy Ramos and Donna and Richard Griffin. They are so amazing. And Sonia, like, seriously, I love the team effort of this program. So thank you. I'm really excited to be a part of the family.
Well, congratulations, Jenny, and we'll put that $1,000 to good use, I'm sure. And I love that word,
yeah.
Mompreneur. And yeah. So thanks for advancing the Million Mom Movement and doing what you do and keeping it simple, keeping it fun. And thanks for being on the line tonight. So congratulations.
Thank you so much, David. Have a great night.
Well, I'm going to put this into presentation mode. All right. Well, fantastic. Well, lots of good announcements here tonight. Lots of great energy on the call. And I'm really excited to have our next speaker on the line. He's a 5-star crown. He's a good friend of mine. I've known him for, my goodness, nearly 20 years now. He's one of the most successful people in the entire industry that I know. And he's done hundreds of millions of dollars in sales with his previous company and now with Purium. And it's almost mind-boggling to say and mind-boggling to think about. But when he talks about the idea of the DNA of a networker, he certainly has that DNA. And not only does he have it, but he continues to cultivate it, continues to put himself in front of good information and good people. And even after nearly 25 years in the industry, he's continuing to learn. And I know he was just recently at the ANMP, which is a big event, one of the top few events in the network marketing industry. I know he was there with Brandy and Holly and Dr. Dana and a lot of other folks. And he was there to learn as well as to teach. He was on stage, and so I'm really proud that he represented Purium being on stage, doing a 20-minute presentation at the top level of this industry. So get your pens and paper out. This is my good friend, Dr. David Scoltetti, 5-star crown. Going to go ahead and give his training on the DNA of being a networker.
Awesome, Dave. I appreciate the kind introduction. How are you across the pond there?
I'm doing great. It's only 2 a.m. I'm still ready to go here, man.
Excellent. Well, enjoy your time while you're there. And yeah, well, I just appreciate the opportunity to talk to everybody tonight. Good evening. I'll tell you what, this ANMP, which stands for the Association of Network Marketing Professionals, it's an annual event, and it's one of the three core, like, industry events that are done, you know, throughout the year. There's the ANMP, which is a nonprofit. Obviously, everybody knows about Eric Worre and his GoPro event, which is the largest, and then there's the Mastermind event. But, you know, this particular event is my favorite, and there's a lot of reasons for it, but I think the primary reason is that it's so intimate. It's not large, you know, there's several hundred people, not thousands of people there, but, you know, you get to really, you know, speak to and have conversations with a lot of the who's who in network marketing. And the good thing is, because of the size of it, they're very approachable. But yeah, we had a great time in Dallas, Dave. We had a great representation from Purium. I mean, Marina, Rachel, Brandy, you mentioned Dr. Dana, Holly, Yasmin, Jenny Hartsong, Buttercup, Sandy Ramos, Eddie Montori. I mean, we have all kinds of representation there from Purium. As a matter of fact, I had a conversation with Jordan Adler, and we were just kind of, you know, crunching short numbers. And I think Purium had like the third largest attendance there. And you know, it's one of those events where you get to just sit back, you know, and just, you know, acquire all kinds of information. Sometimes hearing the same information we've kind of taught for years, but when you hear it from a different person, it's really impactful. And so you learn best practices. You get to hear stories that'll melt a snowball in a blizzard. I mean, it's unbelievable some of the stories you hear. And on top of that, you know, there's tax and investment advice and all kinds of good stuff for entrepreneurs in general, not to mention all the networking. But, you know, you guys put out the DNA of an effective networker as a title to tonight's call. I think that's pretty appropriate because, you know, one of the things that I came back from, and you talked about, I mean, when you think of DNA, I mean, you got to be constantly going out there and learning. And, you know, I, for one, you know, tend to have a loose chromosome here and there. And it's always good to kind of patch it up and maybe just add something to your arsenal of knowledge. You know, what I gathered in this event, Dave, was you could put the whole DNA together. If you really took the 60 speakers that spoke and, you know, take one nugget from each of them, it pretty much would connect the dots. And, you know, so as far as, you know, being a network marketer, I mean, we all need to acquire, you know, all kinds of skill sets to be effective. I mean, there's prospecting, follow-up, presenting, training, you know, leading people, I mean, just to name a few. But what I'll focus on for a couple moments here are on just three really important, you know, pieces of the networker DNA. And they really are communication, you know, ultimately how to be a really effective communicator. Number two, authenticity and the importance of it that was spoken to spoken about by numerous people. And then ultimately, what I think is the most most important income-producing activity, which I'll bring up in a couple moments. But let me start out with the effective communication piece. I mean, I think this is number one. You know, we're in the communication business. We're in the people business. And if one doesn't really get a feel for how to communicate with people, to people, you're going to be challenged in this business. And the best book, the best resource that I can recommend, and I think many of the people on the call probably read it, is How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. You know, if you have not read that book, I mean, that's something you should be on Amazon in the next 20 minutes and order it up and read it this weekend. And because it really opens your brain as to understanding people and how to communicate with people. But, you know, the bottom line is the more persuasive of a communicator that you are, number one, the more enrollments you'll get, right? Number two, the more influence you'll have with you know your team's performance on your team's performance, and the more people you'll attract, you know, and this is the attraction business. So, you know, communication is important. I think for the leaders on the call or the people that are budding leaders, you know, leaders don't communicate to disseminate information. You know, they communicate to inspire, excite, and ultimately energize people, you know, ultimately to take action. And that was one of the main messages that I heard from a couple speakers, you know, throughout the weekend. So, you know, the key, though, I think to effective communication, at least as it pertains to building a network marketing business, is having conversations. You know, I think one of the challenges that so many people have when they get involved in a business like this is they become a little pitchy. You know, they're like, buy my product, join my opportunity, yada, yada, yada. You know, it's like, That's what the amateurs do. And the pros, you know, are real sensitive to, you know, who they're talking to. They get a feel for how to qualify people, have conversations, ask questions, so on and so forth. So let me just share three, you know, points, you know, to focus on that may help you, you know, with your conversations as you're going out there and sharing, you know, the Purium story. I mean, number one, you know, when you're talking to your prospects, Let their circumstances, let their experience, and ultimately their interest guide your content and delivery. And the only way to uncover this is by asking questions and having a two-way conversation. And ultimately, what you're looking to do is uncover their pain. You know, uncover their pain, and then provide a solution to it. Now, you know, speaking of pain, you know, here at Purium, you know, we have, you know, three core solutions for three core problems. You got the physical well-being issue, you got the financial well-being issue, and then you got people looking for a better lifestyle. So they are really the three solutions. And, you know, you just got to reach out and ask people, you know. And I think that, you know, sometimes if you have a really good relationship with somebody, it's really easy. If you already know them, you can talk to them directly. But more times than not, as you're going out and building the business, whether it be via a three-way call or prospecting somebody, you need to have conversations to uncover, you know, one's pain before you can ultimately offer that. Now, as far as the type of questions to ask, I think the main point is to make sure those questions are open-ended because it just keeps the conversation going. For example, you know, if there was one thing you could do to improve your life, you know, what would it be? You know, I mean, that's a pretty interesting question. You know, try just talking to people. Now, they may not be as rigid as that, but if you're having a conversation with people and you're looking to feel for, you know, what they want in life, what they would do, ask them that. A question leading into the summer, I think it's a really loaded one, but it's an interesting one. I've used it in the past. In the summer, you ask people where they're going on their family vacation this summer. And I think what you'll find is a lot of people don't have plans for a family vacation because, quite frankly, they can't afford it. And so that's a real great question to ask people because if it's led down that road, you can obviously turn it around and say, well, geez, you know, if there were a way where you can earn the extra money to go on a vacation each summer, would you have an interest in learning about it? You may, as you're talking to people about, you know, employment or business or whatever, you may ask them what they like most about their job. And I think when you do that, you know, again, not what they don't like about it, what they like most, And for the sake of transparency, I think, you know, if they really love what they're doing, they're going to let you know. But if they have challenges coming out, you'll be very clear. Another question I like using is, if you had more time freedom in your life, what would you do with it? And that really uncovers one's passion and where they're really focused on and stuff like that. So, you know, asking open-ended questions like that really get a conversation going really well, to the point where, you know, you can offer up, you know, what we're doing at Perium and see how there may be a fit. The other thing I like doing in conversations is talking about, you know, the infamous question of who do you know? I mean, for those who know me that are on our team calls, I mean, you know, I don't ever prospect anybody directly. That's just my style. I'm an introvert, and it's just a way that I've found a way to break through and talk to people. So, you know, in my conversations, I'll let people know what I'm doing and ultimately what I'm looking for. So I may be looking for moms, you know, who'd like to spend more time with their kids. You know, who do you know that would like to do that? You know, that may be a question. I may let people know that I'm looking for people who want to improve their health, and the obvious question is, who do you know? You know, who do you know that would like to improve their health? Or maybe, you know, who do you know that would like to work from home and earn extra income? You know, if I'm expanding in a particular market, I got a meeting tomorrow morning with a guy here in South Jersey, and, you know, my point to him is going to be like, look, there really isn't a presence here in South Jersey other than myself, and I'm pretty boring by myself. So, you know, looking to expand, you know, who do you know that would like to, you know, partner up and make a lot of money in this business? And it goes on and on. There's all kinds of questions, but again, keep them open-ended, and kind of network through people in the process. So, that's what I say about that. I mean, understand circumstances. Number two, I think you want to aim to reach your prospect's heart. The young lady who was on the call earlier mentioned that, about how easy it was to share, you know, from the heart and share stories. So aim to reach, you know, your prospect's heart as well as their head. You know, forget the facts and figures and ingredients and all that kind of stuff, but reach their heart. You know, seek to touch people emotionally to form a connection. You know, people buy on emotions more times than not, and so if you can hit somebody emotionally about something we have and how it can benefit them, you'll open up all kinds of doors. You know, share that story. Again, another thing you can do by speaking from the heart. If it's not your story, tell somebody else's. We've got hundreds and thousands of them, you know, throughout the company, both on the product side and on the business side. Make it clear. Make it clear that you want to make a difference. I think that's another really unique piece about Perium, is that, you know, we're on a mission. You know, whether it's the Million Mom Movement, whether it's the mission of organic non-GMO superfoods, or whatever it may be, you know, make it clear that we're making a difference. Because I think what you'll find out there is that a lot of people really gravitate to that. You know, it's one thing to go out and make money, but it's a whole different dynamic when you're on a mission and when you're out there making a difference in the world. Okay, and there's hundreds of examples you could probably think of outside the box, you know, outside of Perium. Another piece, you know, in terms of reaching somebody's heart, is to be empathetic. And I think the only way you can do that is to be a really good listener, you know, dare to care, as I was once told. And be a good listener and be empathetic to what people's, you know, concerns are, what their issues are. And if they know you really care, they're going to open up and be very open to what you have, okay, what you have to offer. And then last but not least, I mean, this is something that, you know, I heard numerous times throughout the weekend, which was, you know, don't make yourself the issue. It's never make it about you. It's not about you. It's not about what you've done, what your experience has been, so on and so forth. You may make it about you in terms of your personal story, you know, as part of it, but don't make yourself the issue, because, again, if you want to be an effective communicator, it's all about the other person, okay? And then that really kind of expands into the third point I was going to make, which is, you know, being an active listener. And, you know, God gave us two ears and one mouth for a reason, and I think the main thing there is, you know, when you're out there talking to people, when you're out there communicating with people, avoid the word vomit. I love, you know, Brandy came out with that a couple years ago, and it's part of our game plan. And, you know, never say more than you need. Less is more. You know, when you speak less, people will listen more. You know, when you listen more, you'll learn more. So I think it's just, if we can, you know, I know I have to constantly work on myself with that. I know the three ways I've been doing over the last year, I've really been focused on that and really getting to know the person, and I think it really helps. Which brings me to the second kind of strain, if you will, within a DNA, you know, a networker's DNA, comes down to authenticity. Now, this was part of my talk this weekend, the importance of being authentic. But I think it was mentioned at least a half a dozen times by other speakers. It's really, really important. And I kind of, you know, defined it as the daily practice of letting go of who we think we're supposed to be and embracing who we are. I mean, it's real, real important. And I think that, you know, it's been my experience that people are attracted to people that are genuine. They don't have agendas. You know, a lot of people look at networking and they get uncomfortable about making money on their friends and stuff like that. And I think that's just a mindset. I think the reality is, you know, if you're genuine and you're authentic, the money's not even seen, you know, if you really have something of value. So don't have an agenda in your approach when you're going out there. I think number two, it's important to be yourself, love yourself, be grateful, and ultimately remove everything else. Remove everything else from the equation. Just be, you know, who you are in this business. Be the person you want to follow, okay? And one of the other things that would be really powerful in this authentic approach to building a business is, you know, get in the habit of expressing sincere appreciation for everything that happens in your business. You know, whether it's somebody who just done a three-way call for you, whether it's your new customer that's become a little customer, whether it's, you know, a team member who's gone out and, you know, maybe they're not having that much success, but they've gone out and they've got that first customer and they haven't done so in 6 months. I mean, really show that sincere appreciation, show that gratitude, and really kind of champion, you know, what they've done. That's being authentic, it's being real, and it really goes a long way, okay? And the other piece I want to mention about this is really the online versus offline persona. You know, with the world of social media, it's a completely different dynamic. And what's kind of interesting is that we can all go onto social media and, you know, you see people out there flashing houses and cars and watches and, you know it just doesn't seem like the real world. And I think people get turned off by it, even if you have it. So I think my point there, or point here rather, is that try to align your offline persona with your online. You know, they should be completely parallel. And just, you know, I mean, we all do different things on social media. I mean, you know, those that follow me, I mean, I just try whatever comes up on the moment. It's usually very personal. It's never talking about business. Maybe there's a little bit of lifestyle spin on it, but, you know, I try to keep it as real as I am when I'm offline. I mean, I actually use social media to kind of break out of my introverted into my extroverted world in a way, which kind of has helped me a lot, interesting enough. But don't do the fake it till you make it. You know, when I got involved in networking in the early 90s, there was a group of guys that were wearing the double-breasted suits, the wristwatches, getting cars they couldn't afford, and up there talking just a bunch of smack. And, you know, at the time, you know, people buy into it. But, I mean, honestly, come on, really? I mean, you just gotta align yourself. And here's the bottom line. If you're authentic, four core things will happen, the ABCDs of authenticity. Number one, you'll attract people. And that's what this business is all about. It's about the law of attraction. Number two, you'll build trust. People will start to trust you if you're real and authentic. And when they trust you, you'll start creating a loyalty. And if you attract people, obviously build trust and create loyalty, you're going to develop a following. And in the world of network marketing and the world of life, as far as I'm concerned, but certainly network marketing, if you develop a following, it's called passive residual income from a business perspective. I mean, forget everything else associated with it. From a business perspective, it's certainly, you know, that passive income that people are looking for. So that's authenticity. I think the third part of the DNA, the third thing that I really heard, and I think it was Presley Swaggerty, the multi-million-dollar annual earner, said this. He talked about showing the plan. Now, showing the plan is an income-producing activity, right? And we all know what income-producing activities are. You know, it's not about the project mode, creating a blog, creating a new website, going to get in your stationery. I mean, that's all nonsense in this business. Where the rubber meets the road are income-producing activities, whether you're doing the healthy happy hours, doing the one-on-ones, talking to people, following up, getting some people started right, doing business planning sessions. I mean, the list goes on and on. But really, the primary one, in other words, if somebody, you know, is saying they're not making enough money in this business, the response is real simple: show the plan more. And I thought it was funny how Presley did it. He was up there, and I forget exactly how he said it, but he was like, you know, you want to make, you know, $1,000 and have a comma in your check, you know, show the plan, show the plan, show the plan. If you want to earn $5,000, you know, per month in this business, show the plan, show the plan, show the plan, show the plan, show the plan. And he's like, you know, he goes on, and, you know, you want to make a six-figure income in the profession, you just need to show the plan, 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 and then help others show the plan. So I think it's just a really important piece to kind of focus on, because I think everybody needs to wake up. Well, let's put it this way. When you go to bed tonight, or even right now, ask yourself, how many times did you show the plan today? And think of it from the perspective of, you know, if your whole organization showed it the plan as many times as you did today, how is your business growing? You know, how would that affect your business? So that may be a gut check for some of you, but when you wake up in the morning tomorrow, focus on that. Focus on showing the plan. And if you show the plan, you show it repetitively, you know, whatever you do in moderation, your team will ultimately do in excess. So in that process, just don't make yourself the issue. Use the tools and have fun doing it. So, David, that's my kind of little DNA kind of rant for the night. The event there was awesome. Purium, listen, Purium's on the map, folks. Let me just say this one thing, okay? I talked to some really super high-level networkers. Matter of fact, I got a couple phone conversations scheduled tomorrow with a couple of them just to network with them a little bit. And one in particular that's just a behemoth on a global networking scale. And she is really just interested in understanding the DNA of Purium.